Welcome to the Pack Woman Podcast, your latest roundup of politics, activism and comedy. So I am here today with Tony Groves, who is producing the show for me. And we're just going to give you a little taster as to the kind of things that are going to be coming up on the Pack Woman Pod. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Linda. Thanks so much for coming on board. I'm really excited. You've got several podcasts in the can, but I just wanted to ask you straight off the bat, why did you decide, you know, politics, activism and comedy? What's it? Do you know what? That's the podcast I want to do.
Well, you see, it's all the things that I'm kind of involved in outside of my work. So I'm a member of the Soc Dems. I've run for general election for them. I do an awful lot of activism around sexual violence and victim support. And I used to be a stand-up comedian, but that's all kind of on hold now. So I kind of was thinking about how many people I know out there with really interesting stories, and I wanted to give them as much of a platform as I can so that everyone can hear their stories and learn a little bit more about maybe groups that are a little bit more marginalized, like comedians, just kind of talking about how politics affects everything, really, at the moment. So that was the thinking behind it.
Yeah, and I think that will become clear as listeners get a flavour of the episodes as they come out. But I think what's important, I suppose, from our point of view, is that we met a few years ago. You came in, and you have this ability to just say it as it is. Okay, how are you finding it now that you're on the other side of the microphone asking the questions?
Well, I think it's kind of still the same, because if there's something that somebody says that I don't agree with, I'd be like, well, I don't agree with that. But usually, it's more kind of trying to get as much information out of people and just trying to make it as much like a chat. I mean, I love talking. Mm. Love it. As anyone who knows me will attest. So, so it's just kind of more like having a chat than anything else, I feel.
And I suppose the main thing is because, you know, people know the wider Tortoise Shack, we would be quite politically minded and politically geared. And it was always a frustration of mine where people say, you know, you don't mix politics and sport. You don't mix politics and comedy. You don't mix, you know, and entertainers would get a hard time for expressing their political views. Do you feel now is a good time to actually push that, just do away with that narrative?
I think if you're into something or you want to, or you're looking at something and you want to make change, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, if you want to change something, it's down to you to make sure that you try and do as much as you can to affect that change. I do comedy for my mental health, and I'm always really honest about that. I take shitty things that happen and I make them funny. And for me, that is why I do it, you know? And it was always why I did it. And with the likes of the activism and stuff like that, there is very often a lot of shitty things that happen. So, and it's not to say that I would get up on stage and make fun of that. But I think it's very much about, there is a huge crossover there between doing things for yourself in terms of minding your mental health and doing activities that you enjoy that give you pleasure and just kind of release a little bit of the tension of the rest of stuff that's going on. So there's no reason why you can't mix politics and activism and comedy. I think I do so quite successfully. I mean, like anyone that follows me on Twitter, you generally don't know what you're going to get. So I think, I just think it's kind of a, just be yourself, for fuck's sake.
The last thing I got to say is that, you know, obviously the we met actually via a podcast when we were talking, you were doing comedy, and this was kind of, you know, I always knew it about you after I'd met you, that you had a lot of drive to help other people. And it feels very much the conversations I've heard so far that you still want to bring that to the podcast, whether it's individuals or the actual situations where people are finding themselves in. And I'm hoping that the listeners will get that vibe off it as well.
Yeah, I hope so too. And it's not that, like, I'm picking people that I know that I want to talk to. And I hate to say that, but it's people whose stories really, really interest me. And sometimes it is, at the moment, it seems to be people who are working at the fringes of something or involved in groups that are quite marginalized. And it is about increasing platforms for people who don't generally have a voice. And I think that that's really, really important. If you have an opportunity to do that, you should always do that, because you can't speak for other people. Like, I'm a middle-aged white woman. I have no business speaking for people who are in ethnic minorities or marginalized groups. I have a lot of privilege. And it is me potentially maybe using my privilege a little bit to give people a voice. And it'll be funny as well. Like, it's not all going to be super serious.
It is funny. It is. There's plenty of humor in it.
So just kind of, yeah, I think it's that... You know, I think if you have a little bit of privilege and maybe a little bit of an audience, then use it. I think that there's going to be days when it's just going to be fluff pieces, you know, where it's just going to be me and somebody else just having a chat about something that interests me, and I'm sorry.
I admire the way we talk about using that agency that we have and trying to raise things. And that's one of the reasons why when you said it to me and you asked me, would I be interested? I was absolutely delighted, because that's kind of, you know, again, I'm always conscious of wherever we sit around going, isn't it great that two middle-class men started another podcast? You know, that's just...
The thing is that I will defend you guys down, and you've seen me do it, you know, when people are critical of the Torture Shack or the Echo Chamber, I will always say those lads had me on, and I was a rape victim, and they gave me a voice when nobody else, when other people wanted to tell my story for me instead of letting me use my own voice. And you were the first. And I will never, ever forget that. And I'll never forget how empowering it is. And I think an awful lot of the stuff that I do now in terms of activism came from the fact that I was empowered to tell my story. And I want to do that for as many people as possible.
Well, I think
it was you guys who did that, though.
Well, I think that is a brilliant way to leave this little clip for people. Keep a look eye on your feeds. It'll be up on tortoiseshack.ie soon. We will be sharing parts of it on our Patreon, because unfortunately that's what pays for all of this. But Linda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who's listening. You've been lovely.